Get ready for even higher interest rates. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor. David Brancaccio is on assignment. Starting tomorrow, the Federal Reserve meets for 2 days to decide interest rates for the country. Rates that will ideally help control inflation, but may affect the strength of the economy in the short term. Spoiler alert, rates are almost certainly going to keep rising. Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So the Fed's job this week is to look at the data on inflation. They look at the data on employment and they decide what to do with interest rates. So what's the data saying? What's the Fed going to do?
Well, they're going to raise interest rates a lot again by 75 basis points. That's going to bring their target interest rate to the highest level since 2007. So that's what the data is telling them. And mainly that's because inflation is just still running so hot.
Interest rate hikes are a slow tool. There are delays in how long it takes for them to impact the economy. How does the Fed know when they have fully taken effect and that it's time to stop raising them?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, and that's going to be the debate at this week's meeting is because of these delays and because the fact the Fed is going so fast, are you leaving enough time to see the impact of the rate hikes? Or should you slow down given that you've done so much? You can keep raising rates, but maybe at a slower pace so that you can see the impact and sort of feel your way to the right interest rate in the interests of the health of the economy. So that will be a hot debate this week.
I mean, there have been four rate hikes so far. Would a fifth rate hike mean consumers would start to see and feel increased rates in the economy in new ways?
Well, they are already feeling it. We are seeing housing sales decline very rapidly. We are seeing auto sales that, despite a lot of pent-up demand, auto sales have been very, very weak. So those interest rate sensitive sectors are feeling it. They would feel it that much more the more the Fed continues to raise interest rates.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
The FTSE in London, by the way, is closed in honor of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral, which finished this morning. The Queen's coffin is now en route to Windsor Castle for burial. More than a million people are estimated to have traveled to the British capital to say their final goodbyes to Britain's longest reigning monarch. The Queen's funeral procession, large crowds packed the route her coffin took through the city. It's one of the UK's biggest public transportation operations ever, according to transit authorities. Businesses, though, have had to make delicate decisions about whether to stay open and how. From Westminster in central London, my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more.
King Charles III has declared Monday a public holiday in the UK. That means businesses up and down the country have closed as a mark of respect to the late Queen. But the decision to do so wasn't black and white for some. While many department stores, entertainment venues, and post offices closed for the whole day, some pubs have allowed people to watch the state funeral together at their locations. One chain of gyms plans to allow people inside starting at 4 p.m., and McDonald's will reopen its 1,300 UK restaurants at 5. Richard Burge, chief executive of the London Chamber of Commerce, explains how companies have made the call.
The government and the palace have been very clear. They're not issuing any guidance. They're just letting businesses make their own decisions. So most businesses are making it around, first of all, their own attitude to the death of the Queen, what they think their customers would prefer, and what their staff want as well.
He said most businesses have shut unless, like convenience stores and hotels, they directly supply those who have come into London for the funeral. In Westminster, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
Much of Puerto Rico is without power this morning. Hurricane Fiona has knocked out electricity on the entire island. This is happening almost 5 years to the day after another hurricane, Maria, devastated the U.S. territory. Since then, the federal government has spent billions to rebuild and strengthen Puerto Rico's electricity grid. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
During Hurricane Maria in 2017, much of Puerto Rico's power lines were knocked out by strong Category 4 winds. Some 3,000 people died. Hurricane Fiona hit the island yesterday as a Category 1 storm and brought with it inundating rain, leading to flooding and landslides. Forecasts called for as much as 30 inches of rain in some areas. The island's power grid operator said the system was shut down to protect its infrastructure, and some power was being restored as early as last night, especially to hospitals and critical services. The grid operator said that 100,000 customers had electricity service restored so far, and full restoration could take several days. In the last 5 years, the federal government has approved nearly $13 billion to fix up Puerto Rico's power grid. That's according to the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But the island's grid is said to still be fragile. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
A lot can happen in a day when it comes to the economy and all its moving parts, from workplace culture to markets. And we've got you covered here on The Morning Report. You can also listen in the evening. You can check out Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal on public radio, podcast, or at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with The Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.